All that day was gloomy at Baker's End. The windows were streaked with gore. Blood drummed on the thatched roof. Mrs. Frimley returned to her kitchen and spent hours baking a cake, using all the dried fruit and spices in her cupboards. The aromas were tantalizing, but it was spoiled by the heavy atmosphere. Tom had retreated to his study. He said he was in conference with his so-called friends. He told me this with Eric's leafy head tucked under his arm.
Don't spread this around, Susie, but between you and me and our friends listening at home, these cabbages and things aren't vegetables at all.
They're not?
No. Why? Do you think I sit mimbling to mangolds all day, taking advice and so on?
Well, what are they?
Marjorie proves they're my goblins, of course, in disguise. Just in case.
In case of what?
In case something terrible happens. And Eric has the feeling that something scrum-diddly-umpishly awful is about to go on. I must go.
After Tom locked himself away with his friends from the vegetable patch, the vicar came calling in a yellow sou'wester streaked with blood. Come in. You look awful.
Can you believe it? There must be a scientific explanation. Iron in the water table or something, or pollution from the chemical plant. There's that power station along the coast.
I can't even make you a cup of tea. There's blood coming out of all the taps.
Christ, it was bad enough when it was dragons outside the supermarket and that spooky marionette show that rolled into town. But this is something else.
Here, brandy.
Something smells delicious. What is that? I haven't eaten for ages.
Oh, Reverend Ayling, how lovely to see you.
Mrs. Frimley.
Please, we're all friends here. Call me Vivienne.
All right. Why is she being so pleasant all of a sudden? I don't like it.
What's that? It's rude to whisper.
He was just saying, what a lovely dress.
Oh, I wasn't sure. I thought it was maybe too bold for my complexion.
Jolly colourful.
Well, it's nice to dress up, isn't it? What with the procession and everything.
Procession? Tonight?
Oh, dear. For the spiritual leader of our community, you sometimes seem to know so little about us.
Where does this procession go to exactly?
Oh, just around and all about happenstance. And then we gather on the green at sundown, just like folk have done since time immemorial. It's a lovely spectacle.
But it's raining blood out there, woman. Can't you see?
It's all for Tatty Bogle.
Oh, your ghastly scarecrow effigy. Yes, I saw him, all finished. Hideous, wretched-looking thing.
Oh, you mustn't say that. He's the most beautiful man in all creation.
I went to the front window and peered through the murk. And sure enough, there he was on the village green. Tall as the village Christmas tree, twisted and twiggy and hideous with a hollowed-out gourd for a head. And all of it was dripping with freshly fallen blood.
I suppose you'll all be dancing round like a horde of pagan ruffians again.
Dancing, yes. And I will be joined with him in unholy matrimony.
What?
Vivienne! What do you mean?
I'm baking my own celebratory cake. I will fill my handbag and pockets with warm crumbs. And when the hour is nigh, I will sally forth to lead the procession.
I don't like the sound of this at all.
And with the whole of happenstance as my witness, I will be the bride of Tatty Bogle.
My friends and I have been listening to every nimble figging word you've been saying, and I must tell you that we absolutely forbid such ninty-narky goings-on.
You'll stop me, will you?
With every ferocious fibre of my being, meow.
Well, tough titty, Tom Baker. I know my destiny, and I'll be wrapped in the arms of the scarecrow god tonight.
Vivienne, you do know, don't you, that what you're saying isn't normal?
She's always been galumphing mad. She was mad as a hat stand on the day I first met her. I let her gobble mooch here and become my housekeeper. And how does she repay me, eh?
Maybe I should nip back to the vicarage and leave you to your evening.
Took me in, he says. All these years of loyal service I've given. All the best years of my pitiful life.
Foisty flannels, mouldy pie, skinny Malinky.
I think all this talk of pagan rituals has put us all a bit on edge.
Mrs. Frimley, if you're not happy here at Baker's End, then you only have to bang up the elephant's trunk.
Since when did my happiness ever come into it?
But I'm the king of the cats, Mrs. Frimley, and where I go is where it's at. I dance and strut and flail about, and rules or fools I'll gladly flout, and all my friends, both nice and nasty, I'll bake them all inside a pasty.
Plus, I hate your rotten poetry.
Ah!
It's nonsensical. In fact, I've been fed up to the eye teeth with you ever since you started running around in that mucky old cat outfit.
Don't say anything you'll regret, Vivienne.
I thought things were bad enough before, but lately, cats and cabbages and kings, book towers. You're not the king of cats. You're not the king of anything.
Frimley, I think you'd better go.
Oh, no. Mrs. Frimley, don't.
Tom, you don't mean it.
Yes, I do.
Oh, Tom, tell her you care. Tell her you can't cope without her.
He's sulking.
I've left the rest of my cake on the side. You can have it for your supper.
Don't want it.
Throwing an old woman out on the street. And her with a new baby.
With a what?
Oh, you haven't met him, have you, Reverend? Oh, isn't he lovely? I know you won't approve.
Ah!
Shh, Reverend.
He's perfect, aren't you?
Is he trying to say something?
You're all going to die.
Get that fumble-crusting homunculus out of my home. She's as mad as a wet hen.
Says the man in the furry suit and the battered crown.
I don't like all this bad feeling.
I will bid you all goodbye.
Who could that be?
I couldn't care less, Susie.
Yes? Oh, my.
I was right behind the housekeeper as she answered the door. It looked like the whole village was on our front path. They were all over the front garden and the road outside. They were staring at Baker's End, and they were waiting for Mrs. Frimley. The landlord from the Duck and Stool spoke for them all.
We have come for you at the appointed time. You must take your place at the head of the procession as the Queen of Happenstance.
I understand. I am ready.
Tom, we can't just let her go.
She's a grown gilly gorpus. In fact, she's an old woman. She can do what she wants. I'm galloping off to my study, and if anybody wants me, I'll be talking to my goblins.